something in the third parak. It's technically part of the second Mishnah, but I always treat it as a separate Mishnah. It's a different Tana and a different subject altogether. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion Omer, Shnaim Sheyoshin Ve'eni B'neim Divrei Torah, Harezem Moshav Leitzim, Shenemar V'moshav Leitzim Lo Yashav, Aval Shnaim Sheyoshin Ve'esh B'neim Divrei Torah, Shechina Shriya B'neim Shenemar Az Nidberu Yirei Adonai Yishal Re'eu, Ve'akshev Adonai Ve'yishma Ve'yikasev Sefer Zikaron Lefanav, Lirei Adonai L'choshev Shemo. So the Mishnah says, if you have two people who are sitting down, and they're not involved in Torah, so it becomes a Moshav Leitzim. That's a harsh description, but there really is a missed opportunity here. And this is true not only if you have two people, the truth is the Gemara Brachos Tavav, we'll see later in the parak also, it goes even further. It says Shechina Shriya Imo also. Here it says something a little bit less ambitious, which is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly gives a reward. Shenemar Yeshev Badad V'idom Kinatal Alav. So, okay, Schar doesn't seem like it's all that impressive, but if you take a look in Rabbeinu Yonah as well as the Rambam, they have much more dramatic formulations, that the person who's sitting and learning by themselves, it's as if Kilukiyim is Kol HaTorah Kula, that it might seem trivial or insignificant, but it's very, very far from that. And perhaps the most dramatic expression that we have from Chazal that's cited by the Rishonim as well is Kol HaOlam Kedai Hu Lo, that the entire world is worth it just for this one person in Bracha Mitzui Elav Adavar Shesamoy Min Ha'ayin, that he's learning privately, nobody sees him, nobody's aware of it, he's not taking out any ads or posting on social media that this is what he's doing, he's no selfies, he's just sitting and learning. The whole world is sufficient simply to exist for this person alone. Now the next Mishnah, and there's a subtle point here I want to get across. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shlosha Sha'achu al Shulchan Echad v'lo Amru l'avdei Beitorah ki lo achu mizivchei mesim, which is a term that we associate with Avodah Zarah, Shenemar ki chol shulchanos malukit soa b'li makom. Aval Shlosha Sha'achu al Shulchan Echad v'amru l'avdei Beitorah ki lo achu mishulchanos shomakom baruchu Shenemar v'yedaber elai zeh shulchan asher lifnei Adonai. So when it comes to this Mishnah raises the stakes pretty considerably. It says you have three people and they're not just sitting down. That was the previous Mishnah. There are three people that are eating together, and if there aren't Divrei Torah there, again, it's true, it doesn't have to be necessarily a Reb Chaim or an Achiezer, but at least benching for sure, maybe a little bit more than that as well. But the Rashi says, for example, that benching should probably suffice for these purposes, that if they don't have even that, so then it's like associated with Avodah Zarah. Now, in the previous Mishnah, you get the impression that two people are sitting down and they didn't engage in Torah, so it's not a good thing. It's a missed opportunity, as I said. In this Mishnah, it's far worse than that. Far, far worse. It's associated ki'ilu achlu mizivchei mesim. It's really a denigrated, almost primal, barbaric kind of description of what's going on. So what's the difference? The difference, of course, is that in the second Mishnah, of the two Mishnahs that we learned, is that people are sitting down and eating, which is inherently something which is necessary for life, but it could be no different than animals do. It could be truly an animalistic kind of an experience, the opportunity to, what the Rav would always refer to as, redeem the carnal world, to elevate it through Divrei Torah is a very profound one. And the absence of that, when we don't redeem the necessary engagement that we have in the physical world, we're left with something which is far worse than simply just people sitting around. They're not necessarily doing anything carnal. So here's a critical point, that it's especially, not just even when, but especially when we're involved in carnal areas of life. Anytime we have to engage the physical world, because that's the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. We have no choice. We have to engage the physical world. It becomes that much more important to consecrate those activities, to do so al taras HaKodesh. If you look in the Rambam, the contents of Sefer Kedusha tell the whole story. There are three sets of halachos in Sefer Kedusha, the Mitzvot Shechita, Machalos Asuros, and Isurei Biyah, and it's not a surprise because that's where the battle is waged for Kedusha. And so, of course, when a person is involved in anything that could be compromising of their humanity and their dignity, so the need to elevate is that much more urgent. Shlosha She'achlu Al Shulchan Echad V'yesh B'neiam Divrei Torah. Kilu achlu mishulchanu shalmakom. Rabbi Chanan ibn Akash.